hired Danny Trevathan, table seven. I was Tyler Nielsen, table eight.
Yes, sir. This whole process has been, it's been great. Anybody tell me about the evaluation part? I mean, they told me that it was going to be crazy, but it's been crazy. So, I mean, other than that, it's been a fun experience, you know. I got a couple teammates here, you know. So, you know, we get along real good. And then the other players that I trained with, API Arizona, and then the other players that I met at the Senior Bowl, I knew about. So it's been fun, you know, to get to talk to other players and meet with the teams has been great. So. Well, you know, I'm eager to do that. You know, I'm eager to, you know what I'm saying, go and do the linebacker drills, number one. You know, I'm ready to showcase, you know, those drills, and I'm able to, you know, execute those drills. And I'm just ready to get after it, man. I'm a competitor, and I'm ready to compete.
There have been a few scouts that thought that your body style and your fitness through your lower body can translate well to playing 4-3, even though your face back is pretty faded.
Rutgers wide receiver Muhammad Sanu, table six.
I'm very comfortable. We got a nickel package where I played a 4-3, you know, as the end, away from the tight end, you know, in a 5 technique, you know, hand in the ground, dropping out of 3-point stands and coverage if the DN had to. So I'm real comfortable with doing that. You know, I did a little bit of that at Senior Bowl and with the Redskins. So, I mean, I'm real comfortable. And, I mean, we played an odd front where I was also an end, but it was, you know, a 3-down lineman, so I was in that front too. So I'm real comfortable playing with my hand in the dirt.
How did playing for Nick Saban help prepare you for the NFL?
A lot. You know, his background, you know, Coach Sal Sincere also, you know, when he got in, you know, he kind of changed my game a little bit, you know, and kind of prepared me for the league because he'd been there. You know, but with Coach Saban background alone, you know, he tried to teach us that, you know, to be great and be ready for the league, I prepared to be great, you know, prepare for the league. So, I mean, he got everybody ready, man. He's a phenomenal coach, and I'm glad to, you know, be a player for him.
What feedback did Coach Haas give you at the Senior Bowl?
Sir?
What feedback did Coach Haslett give you at the Senior Bowl?
Just to go out, you know, and just try to execute, and, you know what I'm saying, be myself, you know, don't change nothing, just go out and just try to dominate, you know. I know out here at the combine, you just like, just go, you know, and have fun with it.
What's your height
weight? 6'1", 272. I can't remember exactly, you know what I'm saying?
where you wanted to be?
Well, you know, I wanted to, you know, step on the scale at 270. I know I talked earlier at the Senior Bowl 265, but I felt, you know, I've been playing all year around 270. I actually felt good, so I wanted to tip the scale at 270. But, you know, I got the
North Carolina,
I got a while, you know, before I weigh in again. So, you know, I'll be down to my, you know, ideal weight where I want to be at. You know, haven't nobody really told me nothing about my weight right now, where they think I should be at. So it's just a goal for me, you know, personally, just to get down a few pounds. But I wish I would tip the scale at 270.
Have any teams told you that they would like to see you be primarily a 4-3 end, or is that mainly just a changeup?
Well, nobody told me exactly that, you know, oh, I want you to play end, or I want you to play outside linebacker. They all, if I meet with a team, they ask me, what do I feel comfortable? You know, I feel like I can play both positions, so, you know, but nobody really just was like, you know, you can play, I want you to play this one, you know, particular position.
What do you mean when you say it's been crazy?
It's just, I mean, when I say crazy, I mean it's been fun, you know. I should say it like that. It's been, you know, more than I expected, you know. Players that I talked to who've been in this, you know, environment, you know, in the past, you know, they tell me all the good things about it, and it's been what they said, you know. So, I mean, I'm having fun here.
There was so much talent on that Alabama defense. Really, every level, there's potential first-round guys. How much did you guys really push each other and play off of one another?
Well, with us, man, we always competed with each other. Against Saxon, I believe everybody out there thought they had more sacks than me. So, you know, but it was fun to go out and compete. It made us all better, you know, in the long run because, you know, we all made plays and we wanted to just go out and win the game at the end of the day also. So, I mean, it made it more fun, too, to compete against each other and go out and just win the way we did.
Dante talked about that you guys had the competition, I don't know what it was called, or and he won this year.
We got this board where the production we have in the game, you know, our position coaches, you know, they add up points. They give you points for getting a sack, tackle for loss, strip fumble, and stuff like that. And it all adds up at the end of the year. And yeah, he topped the chart. You know, Mark Van was second, I was third. But you know, those games where you really don't have as much production as the next player, you know, you kind of was like, oh man, you know, my coach cheated me or something. But you know, he won it fair and square, and you know, I'm proud to say I was in the top three with those two guys. So it was a fun competition.
Did he let you hear about it?
Not really. He did at first when we first found out who won or whatever. But I mean, like I said, it was all fun. So it wasn't nothing too, you know, too much to it.
You watch the Patriots on TV.
Honestly, like, you know, I'm a Colts fan, so I particularly try to, you know, watch the Colts all the time. But, you know, watching the championship game, you know, I'm also a big defensive fan, so I kind of paid more attention to the Giants because I know, you know, Tuck and my friend Jernigan played for him also, so I was really focusing on the Giants. So, I mean, I really haven't caught too many Patriots games, to be honest with you.
What do you consider your strongest asset coming off the edge?
I believe my physical attribute, you know what I'm saying, is my strong point, you know, being physical and being tough.
What makes Hightower a special player? Why do you think he'll succeed in the NFL?
To me, honestly, he's a big guy who can move. You know, I've been training with him ever since we got done. And just to see that guy move the way he moved, to be so big, you know, he actually got down, and I'm happy for him. But he's a fast guy to be so big. So, you know, whoever gets him is going to be, you know what I'm saying, proud to get him. I mean, he made plays. You know, he was a leader of all defense. I'm sure he can go in and lead, you know, a team in the NFL.
Where do you think that being so physical and being so tough comes from?
It's a mind thing to me. You know, I honestly, growing up, you know, playing football, I always wanted to be physical. You know, as a young guy, always going in and throwing my shoulder into something. You know, it was the fun part to me. So, I mean, just going out and being tough and physical is something I love to do. And it's just a mind thing with me.
Who do you look up to?
Last question.
Guys like Lamar, James Harrison, basically, guys who, you know, on the defensive side, Ray Lewis and a bunch of guys like that who get after the ball, you know what I'm saying, big playmakers. And I just want to be like them, you know what I'm saying? That's why I look up to them.
Thanks, Pastor.